Wednesday night at Oracle Arena, the Warriors facing the Minnesota Timberwolves for the first time this season, as half of the Warriors' preseason contests were against the T-Wolves, with those two meetings at the NBA Global Games in Shenzhen and in Shanghai. And those games taking place just over a month ago, and now 11 games into this season, the Warriors with an 8-3 record to start things off, and Minnesota bringing a 5-game win streak into Oracle Arena, and some new faces this season, like Jimmy Butler reuniting with his coach from his days with the Bulls, Tom Thibodeau, as Karl-Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, and company have given the Warriors strong challenges over the past couple of seasons, as the Warriors finding a rhythm here in the early part of the season as winners of 7 of their last 8 games. In Monday's game at Oracle Arena to start this homestand against the Miami Heat, Kevin Durant had a team-high 21 points to go with 6 assists while grabbing 8 boards. And with 3 blocks on the night, KD now has a league-leading 27 total blocks. There were 10 total blocks for the team in the game, as Draymond Green posted a season-high 18 points plus 9 rebounds, with the Warriors holding the Heat to an opponent season-low 80 points in the 97-80 win. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame on Monday night.
I thought it was our best defensive effort of the year. It was tremendous. We fought, forced 23 turnovers. We were attentive on our switching. They run a lot of dribble handoffs and put you out on the perimeter in a tough spot with some shooters, and thought we made really good decisions out there. Looney was tremendous tonight defensively and staying in front of people, protecting the rim. It's really fun to see him playing well and emerging. And I just like the way we stayed with it against a tough team. You know, Miami does this every game. They compete. They're one of the toughest teams, I think, in the league, mentally and physically. They just stay with it. It's a typical Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra-led group. You know, they've built that culture for a long time. Defense is their hallmark, and so it was a grinded-out game, and I thought we did a good job of just staying with it.
You don't want your offense, obviously, to shoot 37%, but I mean, are you happy to win a game like this, a slog type game under 100?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I told the guys afterwards, we got more field goal attempts than them, more free throw attempts, and we, you know, held them to 80 points. Like, that's a kind of a playoff style win where you got to grind it out, where nothing's easy. And it's not like we were missing a ton of wide open shots, they were contesting everything. I thought Richardson did a really good job tonight defensively on both Steph and Clay, keeping the pressure on Dragic as well. And so we didn't have a ton of open looks. It was a slog, but it's a good way to win a game because it's a reminder that if we're tough and we're smart, you know, we can win that way too.
You had to change up the center rotation tonight because David West being out, with Looney particularly in that second unit. How did you think the group overall looked, and Looney specifically?
I thought Looney was fantastic. He doesn't jump out at you athletically, but he's really smart and really long. He'll get switched onto a guard. Guard goes into dribble drive trying to get past him. He's hard to get around. And then you pull up for a jumper and you think you've got space, and he closes space with those long arms. So Looney was great. Second unit came in. Everybody was ready. I liked that. I liked that Omri stayed ready. We were forced to play him with the foul trouble. He came in, gave us a huge lift, and we got a lot of good minutes from a lot of people.
Hey, Steve, back to what you're talking about, just having a grinded out win. Do you think there's anything in particular that helped trigger you guys to have that mindset as opposed to allowing, you know, the offense to dictate how well you guys
play? Yeah, I think the first, 7 games or so, we weren't really defending, and I think going out on the road, we felt threatened, and the last 4 games, our defensive numbers are fantastic. And so I think it was just kind of, you know, getting to the point where we were really ready to play, you know, after the shorter preseason, and it just took us a little time to get there, but it feels like we're there now.
You don't have a lot of games where you play 13 guys meaningful minutes. I mean, you have to be happy when you walk away from a game like that. I mean,
yeah.
I would think.
Mike Brown thinks I'm crazy. I just play everybody. I like doing that. It's you risk guys being upset because they're not playing big minutes. But the way I approach it, you know, everybody has to stay ready, and they're all going to get their chance. Nick was the only one who didn't play significant minutes, and he's going to get his chance eventually too. So I know all these guys can play, and I like to give them chances, and it's just the way I coach.
Coach, how were you guys so effective in taking Whiteside out of the game?
Yeah, we did a good job of keeping attached to him. I think I talked before the game about how you can't let him free for lobs. And it's tough because you got Dragic coming downhill at you, and the big wants to come help. But as soon as you help, he just throws it up there, and Whiteside will dunk the ball. So our big stayed attached, and we were able to keep him from getting anything easy.
Warriors T-Wolves on Wednesday at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.